pleased to join with you once more.
Yes, it's nice to have you again.
I hope that you felt the upliftment given to you last time.
Yes.
I would like this time to speak a little about thought. I know many times I have spoken with you about the power of your thinking. This time I would like you, my dear friends, to consider and let us try to collate the information given to you. I know that you have accepted well my words about the power of your thoughts. There can be no dispute about that. Your awareness has grown in many areas of growth. It has helped you in your own purpose and sense of evolution in this lifetime. I have told you that thought comes from our world. Therefore, you feel that all thought is a spiritual gift that each one has. This you have accepted. Always the thought creates. You would agree.
Yes.
What I would like to discuss with you this time is a question that I have heard from some of you, is how do we manage to control the thought process? Because also I have told you that you must be in command of your thinking. Yes.
Yes.
What I wish to say to you now may seem to be a contradiction on what I have already spoken about. But I assure you, my dear friends, that it is not. Would one of you like to explain what we mean by thought and where it comes from?
If it's a good thought, it would count in spirit. If it's not such a good thought, it would be a human one.
And, I can also say it is an energy. It is moving, it's not static. I'm just creative. Now, there has to be a subtlety in the shaping of the thought.
Yes.
And that's where my thinking begins to fall down.
Yes. And that is why we must go one step further if you are all to evolve along the right pathway. Thought is energy which is ever moving. But how is your thinking shaped? You are in this lifetime in a physical body. You come to this world with your own consent, but your thoughts are guided and shaped by all who are around you. Do you see this?
Yes.
Do you understand that the thought is not always exactly who you are?
Do you mean that we are impressed by those close to us in spirit, or do you mean that we are influenced by humanly by others also?
Yes. Mostly mankind is influenced by those upon the earthly.
Yes.
By those who are close to them, by whatever situation surrounds them.
Mm-hmm. And would I be correct in thinking that intuition from our soul connection would also play a part in this?
It is also a great part. That is the part of the thought which belongs to the true self. But the part that I am speaking of this time is the thoughts that each one of you has whilst on this earthly planet. Let me give you an example. Let us take what is apparent to most of you, religion. You, each one of you, have been influenced in a way that the parents that you have had, the teachers within your world, have instructed you in. You agree?
Yes.
Therefore, those thought processes are not you. Do you begin to see what I am speaking of?
Yes, we are all conditioned.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every one of you have been influenced by many. But as the gentleman has said, the thought that is you, that comes from our world, is indeed the first good thought that you have. This I know you understand. But I want you to be aware of the influence that bears down upon you all. Because if you are to become what you truly are, then you have to attain mastership of your thinking. And this is what you do not quite understand of yet. I feel your puzzlement.
I think this then connects with going within to improve our connection.
You must focus to make this thought connection.
Focus on...
I have told you that there is the thought, the word, and the action. But if you are to attain mastership, you almost have to reverse this learned process. because it is a learned process that you have all gained from walking on this planet. Do you follow me?
Yes.
Let us, for example, say that to be fully yourself, you must act first and then think if you are to gain mastership over your thoughts.
So, like not trying to
rationalize. Yes, that is correct. Let me try to give you an example. An example perhaps that you all can relate to. Let us see you walking along your roads, whereupon you are met by one who is collecting for some help, what you call charity, is doing good deeds. And as you approach, and you will, my dear friends, because of the state of consciousness that you have reached, be willing to give.
Yeah.
But rather than act instinctively, you allow the thoughts to come first. I will not give this. That is too much. I must have. I will give this. Do you begin to see a little of what I am speaking?
Yes.
Much better that you give and allow the thoughts to come afterwards. In that way, you begin to focus on the experience. And that is what thinking is all about, that you gain the experience of the thought. Are you understanding, my dear friends?
Yes.
I have said always that this subject of thought is not as simple as at first you may have perceived it to be. That is but one small example. You are in this world to remember, to experience, and to have mastership of your thinking. It is no easy task, but it is something that will help each one of you to evolve in your own individual way. Do you have any questions about this?
I was just thinking, so really it's about not trying to control the thought process. Just let the thought flow out without trying to organize it.
Thought as an adventure.
As experience. That is the word you must hold on to. You are here to experience, or rather to re-experience what you already know. Then, my dear friends, you begin to recognize who and what you truly are. Spirit reincarnated. It is trying to seek that perfection of living that you are aware of, but that you have forgotten. So do you see, my dear friends, that your next step of awareness, of consciousness, of evolution, must be in your own hands?
Yes, I'm just thinking of a possible example of a different nature. If a designer of a boat put an initial shape down on paper, and then at the secondary to that, he starts examining the benefits and the disadvantages of that shape. Is that again an example of what you're saying?
Yes. He would have continued and put into fruition that experience, then that would have been true and intuitive thought.
Yes, it's that first step that seems to connect with intuition.
Yes, that is what you must focus upon. And in that way, in gaining mastership of the thought, you then can turn your lives around to experience what you have come here for.
Then you
can change all aspects of your living in this way. You can change whatever you feel are negative energies in your lives in acting in this way. Do you understand, my dear friend? I know it is not an easy step.
Yes, so you're trying to follow the, the prompting of the spirit rather than,
you are trying to be. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because our thoughts are us.
Yes.
So to follow them is to be yourself.
Yes. Just to be who we are.
To experience who you are. To know who you truly are, you have to gain that experience. To regain that experience.
And that first initial spontaneous thought is the truest one.
Yes.
Don't wait for it to be processed.
Yes.
Jump in and be it.
Be that thought. Yes. Your words are very good.
Like a child, in a way.
Spontaneity.
Yes, like a child.
Yes. But as adults, you are conditioned to think in certain ways.
Yes.
Which, of course, has a big influence on the way each one lives their lives. I say to you, return as the small child to find the true picture of who and what you are.
Yes.
I hope this has given you a little more to think about.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Very helpful too.
Always we take small steps forward. But at each step forward, you have grown so much in your understanding and awareness. Each one of you has seen your lives change in a way that enables you to cope because of that self-awareness, of that knowledge which comes from within. By saying that, I do not mean that your lives are trouble-free. Of course not. What I say is you are here to experience all of life's joys, pain, love, sorrow, all of these things. But you experience all of these things with a love and a stillness which is truly you. Am I making sense to you?
Yes.
Are there any questions?
Graham, questions?
Yes, I think lots of people perhaps react very quickly to something described as being impulsive, as though that is a bad thing. But it isn't, from what I understand you're saying, that those first impulses, in fact, are a very good thing. And that somebody who's acting impulsively is necessarily doing the wrong thing.
Yes. Yes. As we have said, if you watch small children,
yes,
although you need to guard them, to protect them to some degree,
yes,
they are speaking from the heart, from that spiritual aspect which is so much closer to them.
Yes.
It is only as you grow within this world that all the negative influences placed upon you affect your thinking.
You would do well to actually watch our children. We can learn a lot from them then.
I have always told you so.
Yes, yes. I can understand what you're saying more deeply now. Yes.
And so they naturally move away from negative energy.
Yes.
They don't want to go near the negative energies.
They are full of what you would call living.
Yes.
Yes.
And what is upsetting sometimes, the negative impulses invade one's stillness, and perhaps that's something that we just have to guard against.
Yes. It is something that should be instilled within humankind from a small age, that the spirit should not be dampened too much. That the thinking and the actions of children be allowed to flourish, that they be allowed to become human beings of their making.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
We have here on this planet so many human beings who do not know themselves. And from our world, it is sad to see so many people who are lost in human emotions and do not know what to do. They are at a loss to know how to control their thinking. And as I have told you, the power of your thinking is indeed the most powerful thing that you possess. Therefore, it speaks loudly that it is in all of your best interests that mastery of your thinking be something that is foremost in your ways of life. I hope this has not been too complex for you.
No.
Always I have said that thought is indeed a deep subject. But I have tried to bring it to you in simple words for your understanding. It is now open to all of you that you take these words and that you make use of them. If you are to grow, if you are to let your lives become as it should be, then think about these words carefully and take mastery of your thoughts.
That's very clear, beautifully put.
When you can achieve this, your lives will feel complete, even with the situations of trouble, heartache, whatever comes to you. It will not matter, because you have full understanding of who you truly are. Do you see?
Yes.
I will leave it there this time and give you time to ponder my words. And I know each one of you will find your thinking just that little lighter.
Yes, can I just say sometimes our despondency of light is due to feeling an inability to help others. But I think part of what you're saying is that one should be strong, and in being strong, that in itself will help the world.
What I am saying, my dear friend, is that you must be yourself.
Yes.
Almost not to try.
Yes.
Yes.
In being yourself, you do not need that emotion of strength. You do not need the emotions of weakness. You need only to be yourself. It sounds simple, does it not? But you need to think about it more deeply. You need to rise above emotion if you are to be truly yourselves. You are yourselves, but you do not recognize it because of the conditionings that have been placed upon each one of you. But now is the time to free yourselves and to truly be free in spirit. That, my dear friends, is what I bring to you and wish for each one of you. I could not offer you more than to be yourselves.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think we you know, you can be a bit scared that if we don't process our thoughts, we'll get ourselves into trouble or something.
But yes. Again, it comes down to the way each one of you has been conditioned. It is no fault as such. That is not a word to be used. But it is the way that you are in this world. But what I say to you, my dear friends, is that you have the power and the ability to rekindle what you truly are. And may I say that if you master this in any lifetime, it curtails the amount of earthly life that you have. Can you see that also?
You wouldn't need to return.
Yes.
If you can master it.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that destroy fault. Yes. Because then you are true. You are true. Your words, your actions, yeah. Everything that you say, think and say and do it is true, is one.
Yes. You are an expression of truth.
Yes.
Therefore, you are in those stages of regrowth, renewal. And you have lived each experience to what you are.
A genuine vehicle of spirit.
Yes.
Not a robot.
Yes. Perhaps that is a good way for you to understand it. Because basically, you are puppets when you live the lives in the manner that you do. It is not your thoughts, it is the conditioning of many. And if you have that understanding, then you have the ability to change. I will leave you now with my blessing, and I know that each one of you has accepted and will digest the information given to you. My love for you has ever grown stronger.
So it does with you.
If only I could express to you how much you have evolved since we have come together, I am sure you would be surprised. But it is of no surprise to me, because I feel we have chosen wisely with you.
Well, it's a joy to travel that road with you.
Yes.
It's a great privilege.
You cannot feel it more than I do. I will leave you this time. is more. As always, there are many who come so close to you, and as time continues, those beings grow more and more, because they are attracted to your light. Give thanks, my dear friends, for those who come to you, because their purpose is your purpose. Their joy is your joy. Their love is your love.
Thank you once again.
Thank you.